A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and he said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven, and he took his seat at the right hand of God. They went forth and they preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. It's very reassuring. We see in the scriptures how we're reminded of something that we oftentimes forget in the vocational dynamic of us being chosen by God, sent forth by the Lord Jesus Christ in his name. And the part we get all tangled up many times because we think it's all up to us is that the Lord enables us, is with us, walks with us, and is in us. And we do everything in his name. This would be great. Pick up serpents, or especially around here. bring deadly things, speak new languages. That the point is of the Lord's, there is nothing that can separate us from the Lord. We all have ups and downs. We all have obstacles. We have challenges. Certainly, St. Ansgar and St. Blaise had many, many. Just to reflect a little bit on their lives. You know how it is that people live long, holy lives, good lives, and then when you die, your whole life is wrapped up in an obituary about this big. It can't capture a person's life. The same thing goes for the saints, especially those who died a long time ago. A lot of legends grow up, sometimes bizarre things about people, even about saints who died recently, like Mother Teresa. All kinds of things pop up about her. And the sisters will say, "We never heard that before," that kind of thing. But St. Ansgar, he lived in the 1800s. He was called the Apostle of the North, a good, holy man. He became a Benedictine monk. Of course, he was in Scandinavia. And he became a Benedictine in France. And about 3 years later, the King of Denmark converted. So Ansgar went to that country for 3 years of missionary work. Almost zero success. He worked hard. So then Sweden asked for Christian missionaries. He went there. He gets captured by pirates. It's a rough life. Gets captured by pirates. All kinds of other hardships. And the list goes on and on. So after about 2 years of that, he was named abbot. I don't know how he got that, but he did, to Germany. He becomes Bishop of Hamburg. And the Pope then made him ambassador for all the Scandinavian missions. Now remember, travel might be difficult enough today, back then, to get around. Especially, I know it's foreign to us here, ice and snow, and all that kind of thing. So, the emperor dies. He's working in Hamburg for 13 years. All of Hamburg gets burned to the ground by invading Northmen. Sweden and Denmark return to paganism. It would be very easy to say, "What did I do wrong?" It just seemed like everything was against him. No, he directs new apostolic activities up in the north. Travels to Denmark. Very instrumental of converting another king. I don't know his name. And the King of Sweden allowed Christian missionaries to return. He was a great preacher, a humble priest. He was devoted to the poor, the sick. He dies in Germany. Afterwards, when he leaves those northern countries, you know, paganism, they all return to paganism for a couple hundred years until new missionaries come. So there's Ansgar. Maybe there's something about his life with which we can identify. Then there's Blaze. Ansgar lived in the 1800s. Blaze was in the late 200s, early 300s. He was a physician, Blaze was. He was a great healer of bodily ailments, and a lot of people came to him. He was a holy man. He was a hermit for a time in a cave, in a cavern, where he prayed. He was a bishop in Armenia, instructed people by his example, his words, had great virtues of sanctity, and there were a lot of miracles. Now remember, there's a lot of legends, but there's no reason to believe that many miracles did not take place. And people came from all over to seek his counsel, to speak with him, to be in his presence. We know that in the year 316, the governor of that area that was called the Lesser, Armenia, began a persecution. So Blaze was taken away. He's interrogated, he's scourged severely, he's hurried off to prison, and he's beheaded. It reminds us of the meaning of martyrdom and how it is that we're all called to martyrdom. This doesn't mean the kind of martyrdom that we offer our lives physically. The church teaches that if we are called to that, we're not supposed to seek it, but if we're called to that, we believe the Holy Spirit gives us what we need. But we're all called to martyrdom. The general meaning of that word, selflessness, generosity, giving of ourselves every day, even when it's hard, opening our hearts to God. There is a word called the Acts of St. Blaise. They think most of it is fictitious, but there are many legends, many stories. One of them is that as he was taken off, being taken to be beheaded, there was a mother with a young boy there who had a bone stuck in his throat. And Blaise prayed over him, and the boy was cured. So it's been a long tradition that on this day, many times, we'll pray a prayer to St. Blaise, asking for his intercession for any disease or ailment of the throat. So I would like to offer that in general for everyone. If you would please stand. Perhaps place your own hand on your neck or your throat. And we ask the intercession of Holy St. Blaise. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, may God deliver you from every disease of the throat and from every other illness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.